Kobo Town is a Toronto-based band that plays a hybrid of old-school calypso and ska. Music reviewer Banning Air says the band's new CD, Jumbie in the Jukebox, doesn't so much revive those classic genres as reinvent them for a new time.
Right from the start, Kobo Town's leader Drew Gonsalves declares his love for the past, even as his feet are firmly planted in the present.
If I had the choice, I would choose to live right back when Calypso brought the news. No more reporters, no anchormen, no recorder, no pad and pen, no nosy cameras to point and shoot, no red ink to cross out the truth. Three cheers, America, I hear how all your catch a dictator. Went down in the hole to catch a mouse, while I ran living large in the White House. Three cheers, America, I hear how all your catch a dictator.
On the CD, Jumbie in the Jukebox, Calypso does deliver the news. Kobo Town's music can drift among classic Caribbean pop styles and even verge on hip-hop, but the singer's perspective remains sharply focused, wry and witty. The song Postcard Poverty ribs tourists for whom tropical slums become an exotic backdrop to their fun in the sun adventures.
Flight stop, stop, get an eye off the gap between the have and the one between the need and lack. The dirt and the gear and the world waiting there at the end of his holiday. He's looking for postcard poverty. He did not pay so much to see the same things he can't see away, the things that he sees every day. He's looking for postcard poverty. A little change of scenery does not want to be the same as the folks he knows away.
For all the laid-back retro sounds on this CD, the lyrics come at you with the relentlessness of pent-up urban rap. The observations can be philosophical or edgy, humorous, but never harsh. The song Joe the Paranoiac pokes fun at a man who sits by his radio, eagerly waiting for the world to end.
Come let me tell you about my friend Joe. He spends all day sitting by the radio. Tell him to come out, but he won't go. He only waiting for the bomb to blow. He said some weapons missing and they don't know where they went. And one of them might be nuclear. And unconfirmed reports have confirmed this fact, that today is the day something go happen. Ring-a-ding, ring-a-ding, you hear the sirens sing.
Gonsalves' Trinidadian roots are clear in his vocal delivery, but he grew up in Canada, and that distance from the music that most inspires him lets Kobo Town pick and choose among West Indian musical styles to create a uniquely personal hybrid. The Jumbie in the CD title is a ghost from Caribbean folklore. By placing a ghost in the West Indian jukebox, Gonsalves and Kobo Town recombine old sounds to conjure a new one. In fact, Jumbie in the Jukebox is a seductive invitation to musical time travel, an invitation that's hard to resist.
From the comforts and pleasures and agonies that were familiar to me, a brief report.
Banning Air is senior editor at Afropop.org. He reviewed Jumbie in the Jukebox by Kobo Town.
Restless and wonder like a once caged bird. Found the sky and finally heard a song without the echoes of a cage, but found it quite absurd. So seeking the solace of a greater sea, I walk the coast to...
You're listening to All Things Considered.